Live from F102, this is Art As We Know It. Welcome to episode 1 of season 2. You'll find we have a new cast and new topics to explore this season. With this podcast, we hope to share our art knowledge and help inspire others to find art in their daily lives. Today on the podcast, we have Alion, Kush, Kaden, and Marcus. Now over to Kaden to explain the new season.
Hey guys, you don't know us yet because we are pretty new. This is our second season of Art As We Know It, back and better than ever. This year, it will be a little different due to more people being in the class, and we have a new set of equipment to work with. Last season was our first season, and our predecessors have set up a pretty good foundation for us, but we are here to improve upon that and take advantage of this good opportunity we have. Now over to Marcus with Today in Art History.
On this day, September 4th in 1888, George Eastman patented the first roll film camera. This helped promote amateur photography on a large scale, while also paving the way to photography as art. Many artists used this revolutionary device as a way of expressing themselves or depicting ideas in a series of photographs.
So before we start today's episode, we should ask ourselves, what constitutes art? Anyway, today on the podcast, we'll be talking about the controversy of modern art. Now we understand that everyone has different ideas about what art can and cannot be. However, today we will be discussing if modern art is art or is not. Many say that paying millions of dollars is ridiculous for blotches of paint on the canvas. Yet some say that the price is justified because of the content. Talk about the urinal. Marcel Duchamp said that it is art because it was created with the intention of art in the mind. So that brings us back to the question, can art be anything you intend it to be? This is a complex question that has been asked over and over again, sometimes questioning the ability of the artist. Personally, I believe that it's not art, because anybody can make these types of paintings, and if I really wanted to, I can go out there, buy some paint and a canvas, and do what they did. However, some may disagree with me. So, how do you guys feel about modern art?
Well, personally, I believe it is art, and mainly that's because it shows the emotions of the artist, and it shows what he's trying to make the audience feel, and because of that, it's a form of self-expression. Furthermore, the pieces can be very aesthetically appealing to those, to the audience, and as such, people might want to display this and showcase it due to the simplicity of the artwork or the complexity. This can express the emotions and the self of the audience as well as the artist, and it just allows the two to relate, and therefore, it's art.
I agree with Kaden. Modern art encourages us to think more about art as a philosophical question rather than a physical object on display in a museum. And ready-made such as Duchamp's fountain challenge the importance of artist's hand in creating a work of art while still reinforcing his creative authority. And Duchamp himself stated that suggested traditional values of craftsmanship and aesthetic experience are not essential to a work of art.
I disagree with what you guys were saying. I agree more with Kush about how it isn't art. I don't see how a line or a scribble is considered art and how people pay so much money for that type of work when there's no intention or meaning behind it. It's just so simple and it seems a disgrace to the art world to me.
So my main argument against why it is art is also because people buy it for a lot of money. As we talked about, the urinal has sold for a lot, but other pieces such as Jeff Koons' bunny sold for $91.1 million. So it just shows us that art is a luxury item and it really separates the working class from the wealthy. The art can provide simplicity if it's like a canvas art, but like Jeff Koons' bunny, it could be very abstract. So art is kind of a way for the wealthy to also avoid taxes. If you buy an artwork and then the value increases over the years, this is a taxable action. The US government can tax you. And what art collectors are doing now is they're claiming they're investing, and this allows them to avoid that tax. This allows art collectors to keep their art and also allow them to their value to raise, and it makes art a very profitable business. So to those who disagree and say modern art really isn't art, then how could it be worth so much?
Okay, so what I do not believe that it should be worth this much because it's not it's just, there's no expression behind the piece. It's just a piece. It's like a line or a scribble or something. There's no value behind it. It's a business. Like you said, it's a business tactic. They're investing. How is somebody's investment art? I don't see that.
But, I mean, it is still sold for so much, so can you explain why it is?
But our whole question is if it's art or not. And just because it's sold for a lot doesn't truly mean it's art. They just have a lot of money and they don't know what to do with it. And I think anybody can make the art pieces. Like, the urinal is just a urinal. I use it every single day.
Okay, so this brings me to my next point. There are several things that impact modern art. Why does an artist make a piece? Why does he scribble on a toilet? Or why does he paint a line? And how does that sell for so much money? So I think that there are three main reasons that art can get affected from. So I think the first major reason is that the people who are buying the art, these millionaires who are patrons of this art, they pay for it to be made. So they ask the artist to make a specific piece for them. So this is one of the main reasons, one of the main things that influence this art. And then another thing that I was thinking is that it's modern artists also are getting influenced by previous artists. So like in the older art world, for example, Picasso has influenced many modern artists like Koons, Duchamp, and even Matisse, whose art has been imported for years. So this is just, that's another one of the main reasons how modern art gets affected. And then my last thing is that social and political issues, like the current environment, it also influences modern art. So for example, the artist known as Banksy, a lot of his pieces are controversial, and they're known for that. And that's what makes it modern art. That's what influences him. If he sees, like, he has a piece over police brutality, that is an issue currently that we're facing as a society, and that is something that has influenced him and caused him to make art that has been sold for so much money. So now I want to conclude my topic by saying, not only does modern art get affected, but it affects us. So I wanted to ask you guys, what are some modern artists that have affected you, modern art that have affected you?
Well, the artist that's affected me the most is Claude Monet, and this is due to the fact that when he was alive, his artworks weren't really appreciated. He lived most of his life in poverty, along with his family, and he still stuck with it, and it was his dream. So he just kept making art, and you know, he really went for it. And you know, to this day, after the fact, he is known as one of the pioneers for French Impressionism, and it's just a great underdog story. I really recommend looking into it if you want a good story.
One of the artists that affected me most was Ai Weiwei. He's a contemporary artist who's bringing Chinese art into a global scale. And through his art, he's advocating for a more politically friendly environment in China. I think that's a big deal because it's a very oppressive society over there. People don't get to speak out. And so through his art, he's able to speak out and advocate for himself and his society.
For me, I think the most influential would be Basquiat, because the way he portrays his message is so creative, and I love the messages that he put.
Okay, those were all really nice opinions. Thanks for sharing those.
Thank you so much for listening this far into the podcast. This week's vocab is Dadaism, or Dada, which was a 19th century movement started to contrast the rationalism and order of Western society. Dada reveals in the unordered, ironic, absurd, and chaotic, and eventually shifted into other movements like Surrealism and Neo-Dadaism. Now for the joke of the day. Why did the paintbrush see a doctor? Why? It had a stroke.
Aha!
This week's trivia question is, what was Uncle Sam based off of? Stay tuned for the next episode, which is all about art and propaganda.
Hey guys, want to know more about the works we talked about today? Check out our blog at www.artasweknowitpodcast.wordpress.com.
Thank you for listening today. Hope you enjoyed. See you in the next episode.